Chapter 7. Raymond de Roquefort stood outside the cathedral. No one noticed him leave the building. The authorities would, for now, be focused on Stephanie Nell and Cotton Malone. It would be a while before witnesses described other men with guns. He faced the two men who'd been with him inside the church. "Are you injured?" he asked the one who'd been shot.
"Just so."
Body armor had done its job. From the crowd, he saw his remaining men emerge, the ones he'd sent to the auction. They approached, and one of them said,
"We lost Malone."
"I found him.
He's resourceful."
He knew that to be true. He checked out Malone after learning Stephanie would be visiting him. His given name was Harold Earl Malone. How he acquired the name Cotton was not explained. He was 46 years old, born in Georgia. His father was a career military man, an Annapolis graduate who rose to the rank of Navy commander before his submarine sank when Malone was 10 years old. The son followed the father, graduating from the Naval Academy. He was admitted to flight school, but abruptly sought reassignment and was admitted to Georgetown Law School. After graduation, he was transferred to the Judge Advocate General's Corps, where he spent 9 years. 13 years ago, he joined Stephanie Nell's newly formed Magellan Billet. He remained there until last year. On the personal side, Malone was divorced, and his 14-year-old son lived with his ex-wife in Georgia. Upon retiring, Malone had left America and moved to Copenhagen. He was a confirmed bibliophile and born Catholic, but not noted as overly religious. He was fluent in several languages and prone to extreme self-motivation and obsessive dedication. He also possessed an eidetic memory. All in all, Armand de Roquefort would rather have in his employ than working against him. He turned to an associate who'd been inside the auction hall and asked,
"Did you learn who was the high bidder for the book?"
"Henrik Torvaldsen."
The phone in his pocket vibrated. He flipped the unit open.
"The time is close," the voice said.
"How close?"
"Within the next few hours."
An unexpected bonus.
"I have a task for you," he said. "There's a man, Henrik Torvaldsen. I need complete information on him within the hour."
He clicked off the phone and turned to his subordinates.
"We must return home. But first, there are two more tasks we have to complete."